today's episode of Wake Up With Hope, we're talking about staying strong and sharing inspiring music.
Plus, Dr. John Peckham joins us to share more on his series of Knowing God.
Stay with us. It's a bright new morning here on Wake Up With Hope. Thank you for waking up with us here today.
We are so excited and happy to be here, and we're so thankful for another day of life. Today is National Day of Praise and Worship.
Amen.
And on this day, praise and worship songs are sung. Derek Wallace established this day in the year 2020 to highlight that Christian worship and praise are essential to the faith.
I didn't know about that till this very day.
Me either, and I think it's great.
You know, we encourage you to join the celebration and worship God in whatever way you can, whether by singing worship songs, maybe painting a picture or playing an instrument. Use whatever talent God has given you to praise Him and to worship Him.
That's right. And speaking of praise and worship, God has given us the beautiful gift of music to bring us closer to Him. Music is a powerful tool, and singing hymns during hard times of trials and temptations can lift our spirits and help us stay focused on Jesus. Mm.
And today we'll be having our own season of praise through music later on today's program. Now, honey, take us back to what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1960, American history was made as the first live television debate between major party presidential candidates aired. Democratic Senator John F. Kennedy of Massachusetts and Vice President Richard M. Nixon faced off in a Chicago studio to discuss domestic issues.
Let's talk about conversations, conflict, and debates. You know, what does the Bible have to say about how we approach one another? Well, it encourages us to approach each other with grace and humility.
Mm. In Proverbs 15:1, it says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger."
Wow. You know, our discussions, whether they're personal or public, should reflect the peace and wisdom of Christ. You know, seeking to build bridges rather than walls. In fact, James chapter 1, verse 19 goes on to say,
"Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry."
Wow. You know, this encourages us to listen attentively and to respond thoughtfully, promoting understanding and reducing unnecessary conflict. Finally, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 concludes,
"Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen."
Wow. Imagine if these principles were adopted by our politicians today. It would change the whole picture, wouldn't it? So this is the conclusion here, friends. In everything we do, let us use the gift of speech to encourage and uplift others rather than to harm or discourage.
Mm, those are encouraging words. I want to adopt those things into my life today.
Me too.
A little over 1 year ago today, fires ravaged through the Lahaina town of Hawaii, claiming at least 100 lives in one of Hawaii's most devastating disasters. The trauma from this tragedy is hard to fathom. The pain is immense, and the sense of loss is overwhelming. Yet, despite the scars left by such profound suffering, our incredible God has the power to restore us. Today's Reflections of Hope episode is dedicated to all those enduring unimaginable loss from around the world.
Lahaina is one of the most incredible places on earth. With the West Maui Mountains on one side and the wide blue ocean on the other, Lahaina is surrounded by beauty, saturated with life, and immersed with the culture and the spirit of aloha. Of all the beautiful places in the Hawaiian island chain, the first king of Hawaii chose Lahaina to be his home and the capital of his kingdom. From here, Kamehameha the Great ruled with his Maui-born wife, Queen Ka'ahumanu, from the town of Hana. For decades, Lahaina was the center of the Hawaiian nation. It is also home to the oldest school west of the Rocky Mountains, Lahaina Luna High School. Lahaina was also the central hub for missionaries and whalers during the 1800s. Many historical buildings have been preserved as a witness to the rich history and the colorful story of this Royal Hawaiian beach town. For many, Lahaina is just a bucket list destination, a popular tourist attraction. But for us, Lahaina is home. It is the place where my wife grew up and went to school, a place that holds all her childhood memories. It is the community that raised her and the land that nourished her. And while it's far from a perfect place, Lahaina is our happy place, a place that holds many of our most cherished memories and is home to many people that we love and care for so much.
The street I lived on, elementary until my freshman year before I went off to boarding school. It's my old house. Yeah, it's where I lived. Lahaina.
But on August 8, 2023, everything changed.
Welcome to the News Hour. They are still fighting fires tonight on the Hawaiian island of Maui, and the nation's deadliest fire disaster in 5 years.
As I'm talking right now, a line of cars evacuated the area, residents and visitors just trying to get out of West Maui and get to a safer place.
In a matter of hours, almost everything was consumed by fire. The combination of down power lines, dry grass, and strong winds made the perfect recipe for disaster. Wildfires broke across the Valley Island. Many lost their homes and businesses, and over 100 people lost their lives in one of the deadliest wildfires in history. Mothers, fathers, children, grandparents, families, and friends perished in the flames, most of which didn't have any warning of the impending danger. On that devastating day, the public alarms remained silent, and many were trapped by the traffic due to roadblocks and fallen telephone poles.
Led up to the August 8th wildfire that killed at least 100 people and destroyed an American community.
Everybody needs to evacuate!
Police did try to evacuate residents.
Evacuate!
But an apparent breakdown in official communication left many with no warning and almost no way out.
Our hearts are broken for the terrible loss of life and property. The trauma of this deadly disaster is hard to comprehend. The pain is unbearable, and the sense of loss is overwhelming, especially for the countless people who are still displaced and have nowhere to go.
It's a real solemn one right here. It shows the mental health of the community after experiencing this tragedy. Here in Lahaina, this is one of the neighborhoods that got destroyed. All the houses are gone.
Now, time does heal the wounds, but it doesn't remove the ugly scars. 1 year later, and people are still houseless, bouncing from place to place, struggling to survive, uncertain about the future, and even suffering with depression and despair. It's hard to be hopeful for the future when everything you love has been reduced to ashes. But God has not left us without hope and help. Despite the ashes of our grief and despair, God's promise is that He will give to all those who mourn beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. God wants to take our ugly ashes and replace it with heavenly beauty. He wants to take our painful sorrow and replace it with His sweet joy. He wants to take the mess of our stress and replace it with perfect peace and sweet rest. He is the one that takes what is heavy and makes it light. He is the one that takes what is wrong and He makes it right. And out of the ashes of our despair and depression, God can bring new life, new hope, and a new beginning for us all. One of the main gathering places in Lahaina was the old banyan tree on Front Street, a single tree planted in 1873, which grew to over 60 feet tall with 16 major trunks covering an entire city block. This beautiful tree was severely burnt in the fire. And with everything surrounding it reduced to rubble, it's hard to imagine that this tree or any other living thing could survive the flames. But now, this tree is healing. Its leaves are growing again. Its branches are still home to many beautiful birds. Soon the children will climb in its branches and swing on its hanging roots once again. More memories will be made and stories will be told. This tree went through trauma and it felt the full fury of the blaze, but it is still alive. It is still Lahaina strong. The same is true for me and you. No matter how burnt we are from the traumas of this life, our wonderful God can restore us to life. He gives beauty for ashes, and He offers peace in the midst of our deepest pain. And with this promise, Lahaina will once again rise from the ashes, stronger than ever before. So live long, Lahaina strong. May we always be rooted and grounded in aloha always. Because for us, aloha is more than a greeting that we say at the beginning and at the end. It is our worldview, our culture, our way of life. Aloha is the power of love, lifting us above the chaos and noise below into a higher space and place of clarity, calmness, acceptance, gratitude, and peace. So live long, Lahaina strong. And when our Lord returns in the clouds of heaven, we will reunite with our loved ones that have passed before us. And we will enter a fireproof paradise in heaven above, where the waters are never diverted and the land will always be free for all of God's children. So live long, Lahaina strong. Brighter days are coming. Aloha always. Mahalo and Maranatha.
Well, friends, we're so excited and have more to share with you this morning. If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on YouTube. Check out our channel there and keep up with us.
We have to take a short break, but when we return, we're going to have music. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for spending time with us this morning.
It was at Calvary that Jesus paid the ultimate price for you and me. And it is at Calvary that we see just how much we are worth. At Calvary is the name of the song we are singing this morning as we celebrate National Day of Praise and Worship with the Collingsworth family.
Pardon there was multiplied to me.
Now, don't forget to find us on YouTube at Wake Up With Hope. We'll be right back with today's devotional thought from Dr. John Beckham. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to Wake Up With Hope. Thank you for staying with us.
It's now time to continue our series with Dr. John Beckham on knowing God.
Imagine that God appeared to you and invited you to ask Him for anything, saying to you, "What shall I give you?" Can you imagine that? What might you ask for? Would you ask for wealth? For long life? Defeat of your enemies? Removal of all your problems? Something else? This actually happened to King Solomon of Israel shortly after he had taken over as king after his father David, who had been the most famous king in the history of Israel. Specifically, God appeared to King Solomon during the night saying, "Ask, what shall I give you?" Amazing. Again, what would you ask for? Solomon's response might surprise you. First, Solomon praised God for his great and steadfast love and mercy, and for the way God had been with his father David. Then, even though he was an adult, he humbly prayed these words, "I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be counted or numbered. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" Invited to ask for anything, Solomon prayed for wisdom. Amazing. And God replied to him with these words, "Because you have asked this thing, and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you." It is no coincidence that Solomon has been known for his legendary wisdom down through the ages. You can pray for wisdom too. In fact, the Bible promises in James chapter 1, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." God made a special promise to also give Solomon what he had not asked for, great riches and honor, if Solomon would walk in his ways and keep God's commandments as his father David had done. And God kept his promises. Later, Solomon built a great temple for God in Jerusalem. At the dedication of the temple, Solomon praised God for his faithfulness and steadfast love. Then he prayed, "Lord God of Israel, now keep what you promised your servant David, my father, saying, 'You shall not fail to have a man sit before me on the throne of Israel. Only if your sons take heed to their way, that they walk in my law as you have walked before me.' And now, O Lord God of Israel, let your word come true, which you have spoken to your servant David." Solomon further prayed that God would hear his prayer and his cry, and that he would hear the prayers of his people, and also foreigners at the temple. "May you hear from heaven your dwelling place, hear and forgive." Finally, Solomon prayed, "Now, my God, I pray, let your eyes be open and let your ears be attentive to the prayer made in this place." Then fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Afterward, God again visited Solomon in the night, saying, "I have heard your prayer. And if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. Notice, God invited and gave specific instructions for the people to pray to him, promising to hear and respond if his people would, one, humble themselves, two, pray, three, seek his face, and fourth, turn from their wicked ways. Here and elsewhere throughout Scripture, God invites his people to pray. Though these promises were made specifically to God's covenant people Israel, the principles remain true for us today. However, while Solomon was granted great riches and honor, many faithful servants of God have faced persecution, imprisonment, and even been killed as martyrs. Prosperity in this life is not promised to us. And whether one is doing well in this life is not a sign of God's favor or disfavor. But all those who place their faith in Christ and all those who follow God's will prosper forever in the kingdom to come. I've written much more on this in my book, Why We Pray. Even when things might seem dark in your life or in the lives of those whom you love, remember that God cares for you. Here it is wonderful news that prayer is not an attempt to convince God to care for us. God already wants to bless his people, and he invites prayers from individuals and groups, whether part of his covenant people or not. As Isaiah put it, the Lord waits to be gracious to you. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. Throughout Scripture, God responds to the prayers of people, from outcasts to kings, often changing his course of action in direct response to human petitions. So how should you pray? How should I pray? Well, why don't you start with what God sought from his covenant people? Start with humbling yourself. Pray with a sincere heart, and seek his face, meaning to seek his presence and seek his will, and turn from your wicked ways. That is, repent of your wrongdoing and allow God to transform you. What should you be praying for today? For wisdom? For a new heart? To be drawn closer to him? What would you ask him for? What should you ask him for? Remember, God always hears your prayers. But that does not mean that God will always grant all our requests. Sometimes what we ask for would not be good for us or good for others. We cannot see all the factors involved, but God can, and he knows what is best. We often pray wrongly, sometimes with selfish motivations. We do not know how to pray as we ought. But there is good news, for the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. Indeed, Paul writes, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God." Whatever it is that you pray for, take heart that God waits to hear you, and though God's answer might not be what you expect, you might not even discern his action in response to your prayer for a while, God does hear you, and God does respond to prayer, and he invites you to pray without ceasing.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Peckham, for sharing that inspiring message.
And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up With Hope. Now, if you'd like to learn more about our program, rewatch a segment, or share us with a friend, visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget to tune in tomorrow at the same time. We will have a refreshing message from Mark Finley and much more.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought, you would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Again, that's hope.study. We are sure our free Bible studies will be such a blessing to you, as they have been to so many others.
Now, before we go, we have a Bible promise for you, and it's found in the Word of God, and it says,
"The fruit of that righteousness will be peace. Its effect will be quietness and confidence forever."
Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17. Wow, friends, this is a bold promise. God promises to give us quietness, confidence, and peace in Him.
Amen and amen. Claim this promise, friends, and be at peace.
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, give us this peace. You know that our hearts need it. There is no one in this world that has all the peace they could need or want apart from you. That's impossible. You're the God who gives us true, enduring peace, a peace that is from you. And so we pray, Lord, that today that would be what fills our hearts together with hope. And may we keep our eyes on you, Lord, because you are trustworthy and you have a plan for us today. And we want to follow it and be at peace with you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.